Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm Paul and I serve as Bishop of our Church of the Lutheran Church of Australia and New Zealand. And I am bringing you the good news of our Lord from the scripture that's set for our synod for this weekend, Ephesians chapter 2, reading verses 8 to 10. For by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. Let us pray. Lord, sanctify us in the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. The gift of God, it's grace that unites us. That phrase is the synod theme for the Convention of General Synod that's held in Adelaide this weekend. Now everyone, synod themes are used by churches around the world and they're there to help guide their people along a common purpose with a common outlook so that those sisters and brothers in Christ gather for the work that God gives them in their service as Christian delegates meeting together in a church convention. The gift of God, it's grace that unites us. As I said, this is the theme for the 21st convention of our General Synod of our Lutheran Church. And this theme was designed to capture the heart of the scripture passage that I just read to you, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 to 10. The clear focus of this scripture and of this theme is the core word of the gospel in this scripture verse, which is grace. And I suspect that many of you learned back in confirmation or Sunday school days a little mnemonic for that word grace: God's riches at Christ's expense. Grace. For this Sunday message, on this Sunday of the convention, I'd like to unfold four words that begin with the letter G. Four G words that are in this text, behind this text, behind also then the theme that's chosen for the convention. These four words describe our common purpose as people of grace. These are really four G words of our gospel life as the Church of Jesus Christ. And they are the words gift, grace, gathered for good works. Gift, grace, gathered for good works. The first of these four words, the first of these G words, is a direct quote from the scripture before us, where the Apostle Paul directs the attention of the congregation at Ephesus to the generous giving heart of God. It's the gift of God, he says. The gift of God. The wonderful thing about gifts is they're not earned. You can't demand a gift, and if you did that anyway, it wouldn't be a gift. You can't order one online. Yes, I remember a family member who would buy himself Christmas presents and would write on the tag his name to him from Santa. We know there's something wrong with that. A gift is something that someone hands to you with their heart and their mind directed to you. It's not a medal, not an award, not an acknowledgement of service. And so the synod theme that we have includes this word gift and begins there with our beggarly hands opened towards God to receive, in the same way that we do every time we kneel for the sacrament of the altar with our beggarly hands opened. And the Apostle Paul, everyone, makes it clear that we don't earn this when he says, so that no one could boast, so that no one can boast. This first word then, with the focus on the giving heart of God, takes us directly to the second word, the second of this G word, which is also at the heart then of this scripture passage from Ephesians and central to our synod theme. Everyone, it is the word grace. Here again, Ephesians 2, for by grace you have been saved through faith. It's not your own doing. It is the gift of God. Grace is not just a theological concept. Grace is the call to make central to our witness as a church the grace of God that is at work in our baptism into Christ's death and resurrection. throughout the letter to the Ephesians, the Apostle Paul is completely focused on baptism. Throughout the letter, he is focused on a shorthand that he uses over and over, the shorthand in Christ. Just two little words, in Christ. And with this shorthand, the Apostle Paul declares continually our status as heirs who have died with Christ in our baptism and been raised with him to walk in newness of life. In this letter to the Ephesians, he's dealing with a context where some of the early Christians were being required to undertake the Jewish custom of circumcision. It was being presented as something that all Christians, all new Christians, needed to do. And so then at the very first convention of the church, we read in Acts chapter 15, the early Christians said no to the circumcision party and yes to welcoming all uncircumcised Gentile Christians as full participants in the mission of God in the church, as full participants. The same conviction was captured by Martin Luther in 1517 when Luther nailed his famous 95 theses on the Wittenberg church door. He confirmed what God was doing in our baptism. And just one of those theses for you to reflect on and maybe even to remember. Number 37, Martin Luther wrote, all true Christians, whether living or dead, all true Christians, whether living or dead, participate in all the blessings of Christ and the church. This is the gift of God. In our baptism into Christ, we are given all the blessings of Christ, of the work of his cross. That is the full and free abundant forgiveness of all sin. We're given new life and salvation. Yes, central to this simple statement from Dr. Luther, central to his statement, Thesis 37, is that little word, all. We receive all the blessings of Christ. We get it all. Dr. Luther proclaimed that, knowing that we are people of grace. People of grace. We are people of what Martin Luther once described as the happy exchange. The happy exchange. What is that? Christ goes to the cross as the sinless one who takes upon himself the sin of the world. He dies and exchanges his righteousness for our sin. And in our baptism into Christ, we receive his righteousness that we would have peace with God. This is a happy exchange. This is the grace of God in Christ. This grace is what unites us in our common baptism into Christ. Gift, grace, and now this third G word in our scripture and in our theme. This third G word is not so noticeable at first look at this scripture in Ephesians 2. It's not noticeable unless you pay attention to the plural language. The plural language. Everyone, there are plural verbs everywhere in this scripture. Let me explain that for you. The scripture says, for by grace you all have been saved through faith. This is not your all own doing. It's the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. For we all are what he has made us, all created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be all of our way of life. All plurals. Our third G word is gathered. We are gathered all together into one body. God gathers us all into his church as sisters and brothers in Christ in this common baptism. You may remember that later in this letter to the Ephesians, there's an extraordinary cavalcade that the Apostle Paul writes of this being all in one. Again, with that same plural language, when he says there's one body, one spirit, just as you all were called into the one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in all. Gathered into this one common baptism, we see our neighbours and ourselves as with God's eyes. with God's eyes. To see each other as sisters and brothers baptized into Christ and so celebrate what God has done in that other person. Of what God has done and God, what God continues to do to the praise of God's glorious grace. Gift, grace, gathered, and then finally this fourth G word reminds us that this thing of being gathered in the gift of God's grace is not just a fact, it's not just information, but it's faith that is active in love. Faith that is active in love. So the Apostle Paul actually gives an explanation of how this works. He says, we are what he made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. There's that fourth and final G word in this text. For good works. Good works. We've already had the scripture make really clear that this is not about good works that are done to earn God's favour. We're people of grace. But as men and women baptized in the name of the Lord, we serve as little Christ to each other and to those around us. It's this grace that's equipped us for this service, and so the passage speaks of good works that we participate in as God's people of grace. There's a wonderful story that underscores what this means in the Gospels about the woman who anointed our Lord just before he was tortured and crucified. The Lord was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, when a woman came with an alabaster jar of very costly ointment. And she breaks open the jar, pours the ointment on the Lord's head. And with some scoffing at the woman, scolding her, telling her off, our Lord Jesus says, let her alone. Why do you trouble her? And the scripture explains how the Lord goes on to interpret her action as a good work, a work performed for him and to him. And so he explains to those around them that she's performed, and he uses the phrase, a good work for me. And truly I tell you, whenever the good news is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in remembrance of her. It's that phrase, everyone, she has performed a good work for me. This is what we are gathered for in our common baptism, to do good according to the Lord's good and gracious will as we serve one another and serve each other in the name of the Good Shepherd. And you'll remember the parable of the sheep and the goats when the Lord explains, as you did it to the least of these, you did it to me. You did it to me. This is what happens when we gather as church, as delegates in the Convention of Synod. We're seeking to serve, to do good work in the cause of the gospel of our Lord. And we serve our Lord Jesus Christ in serving each other to be salt and light in the world. These then are the four G words that are in our gospel purpose. Behind us, beneath us, beside us and before us as we go into the world. Gift, grace, gathered for good works. I said there are four, everyone, but actually there's a hidden fifth word at the end of our scripture, a fifth G word that is a sending word, and it's a word that won't be picked up straight away as a sending word because of some of our English translations. At the very end of this scripture, in Ephesians, it says, we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life, to be our way of life. This fifth and additional G word I want to add at the end of this message for you is in that last phrase in our English translations, to be our way of life. This is a translation of a common phrase that St. Paul uses throughout his letters when he talks about Christian life. He talks about walking by faith. The scripture verse here actually says we are created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we might walk in them. Walk in them. We walk in this way of good works publicly, bearing witness to God's gift of grace at work in us in us as earthen vessels. So people of the Lutheran Church of Australia and New Zealand, gathered by the one Lord in the one faith of the one baptism, remember this gift of God. It's grace that unites us. And so go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything the Lord has commanded you. And remember the risen Lord, the giver of grace, is with you always to the end of the age. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.